A court throws a wrench in Portugal's plans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a global perspective on business and economics. Portugal's economic future is in doubt this morning after that country's high court ruled that many of the cuts the government is making to get a bailout from Europe are unconstitutional. The BBC's Alison Roberts joins us from Lisbon with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
So bottom line, the court says you can't do these austerity measures that you thought you had to do. And the European Union, it sounds like, has a very different idea about what has to happen.
Well, the European Union, the European Commission certainly hasn't commented on interpretations of the Portuguese constitution. And the problem here, though, is that there's some 1.3 billion euros, about $1.5 billion of savings that the government was hoping to make in a total package in the budget of about 5 billion that it now is going to have to find alternatives to. And now the Prime Minister last night in a statement to the nation said that because the budget already includes unprecedented tax increases, that the only savings must be on the spending side. And given that the court has said that the government is not allowed to make major cuts in the salaries and pensions of public sector employees and pensioners, the only other big spending areas are health, education, and, of course, welfare and public enterprises. So those are the areas that the Prime Minister said more cuts are going to have to come. And I should add, though, that the opposition parties are accusing the government of seeking to use the court's decision as an excuse to do something that it wanted to do, namely cut public services.
And just to put this in context, the economy of Portugal is 10 times the size of the one in Cyprus. So there is a lot at stake here far outside the borders of Portugal.
Well, it's much larger than Cyprus is, but it's tiny in the framework of the European Union. Less than 1% of the European Union economy as a whole. So really, it's for Portugal, the underlying problem is an economic one. It's a lack of growth over many years, which, of course, makes it much more difficult for it to pay down its debt in the long term.
The BBC's Alison Roberts in Lisbon, Portugal. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.